This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush spoke today at the White House concerning Saddam Hussein's two sons, Uday and Qusay, who were killed yesterday during a gun battle with U.S. forces in the northern city of Mosul.
Saddam Hussein's sons were responsible for torture, maiming, and murder of countless Iraqis. Now more than ever, all Iraqis can know that the former regime is gone and will not be coming back.
The firefight in which the two were killed was described today by Lieutenant General Rick Sanchez, commander of U.S. ground forces in Iraq. He said it took three attempts by U.S. soldiers to occupy the private residence where the two men were holed up. The first attempt, Sanchez said, came about 10 minutes after the building was first surrounded.
Immediately upon entering the building, shots were fired. We immediately determined that the targeted individuals were barricaded in the fortified portion of the building, which was the second floor, and they started engaging with small arms. We believe they were AK-47s. On the initial exchange of gunfire, we had three coalition soldiers wounded on the stairs as we attempted to get up to the second floor, and we had one coalition soldier that was wounded outside of the building. At this point, our forces withdrew.
NPR's Tom Gelton joins me now. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Bob.
How did the U.S. soldiers finally get these guys?
Well, after that initial attempt was withdrawn, the local commander then brought in heavier weaponry, including Humvees with 50-caliber machine guns, helicopters with rockets, as well as 50-caliber machine guns. And all that firepower directed against these four guys holed up in the second floor with some AK-47s. Even so, when the second attempt was made to re-enter the building about 2 hours later, still, same thing happened as the first time. They got in there, they got fire from the second floor, so they opted to withdraw. At that point, the local commander decided to go all out, brought in some Humvees with TOW missiles on them, fired 10 of these missiles into the building. That apparently killed three of the four guys who were holed up there. They then made a third attempt to enter the building. That time, they did make it to the second floor. They did receive some fire, but they killed the fourth person who was holding out. So all in all, it took about 4 hours for this operation to end.
And how were they able to identify the men as Saddam Hussein's sons?
Well, a multiple set of things that they did. They, first of all, had people who knew them, who are now in custody, such as Saddam's former personal secretary, review the bodies, which were brought to Baghdad Airport, and positively identify them. In addition to that, they were able to compare X-rays of the bodies with X-rays they had of Uday and Qusay. They used dental records. For Uday, General Sanchez said the match was 90%. For Qusay, the dental match was 100%. So they are certain that, in fact, these are Uday and Qusay.
And how are they going to prove that to doubting Iraqis?
Well, General Sanchez was asked that this morning. He said they're still thinking about that. I understand from other conversations that they will, in fact, at some point show pictures of the bodies to Iraqis. They have to figure out, I think that's kind of a delicate thing because these guys were shot up pretty badly, but they definitely want to prove to Iraqis that they are dead, and in the end, I think they'll probably show pictures.
NPR's Tom Gelton.